Psalm 18, verse 28, Mizmor Yodhet, Pasuk Kafhet. Ki ata ta'ir neri, Adonai Elohai yagia choshki. For you will light my lamp, the Lord my God will outshine my darkness. Amen. And now for the Hebrew walkthrough. Ki ata ta'ir neri, for you will light my lamp, Adonai Elohai yagia choshki. The Lord my God will outshine my darkness. Ki ata ta'ir neri, Adonai Elohai yagia choshki. For you will light my lamp, the Lord my God will outshine my darkness. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and God indeed outshines our darkness. As David said in another place, Adonai ori veishi, mimi ira. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Adonai ma'oz chayai, mimi efchad. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's Psalm 27, verse 1. God does indeed light our lamps. That's a metaphor for enlightening our hearts. He lights our way in the midst of our afflictions, in the midst of our uncertainty, in the midst of our darkness. He gives greater grace. His light outshines our darkness. And as days get darker, his light shines brighter. He giveth greater grace. In another place it's written that the soul of man is the candle of the Lord, or the lamp of the Lord, searching out the inner parts. That's Proverbs 20, verse 27. And the sages have taught, therefore, that Torah study is the way that light is brought into the heart. It's the means by which God enlightens our darkness. As the Lord counseled Joshua, Yehoshua, when he was called to lead Israel, he said, "This book of the Torah shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success." Joshua 1, verse 8. The Word of God gives light to us. It is illumination for our way in this world. As it says in Psalm 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the Torah of the Lord, and in his Torah doth he meditate day and night." The counsel of the ungodly, the way of sinners, the seat of the scornful are all metaphors for the darkness of this world, the darkness of the soul. But the delight of the Torah brings light. As it says, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path," in Psalm 119, verse 105. And also, "The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple of heart." That's Psalm 119, verse 130. So the way to escape the darkness that encroaches upon the soul by just merely existing in this fallen world is by means of apprehending the Word of God, meditating on it, internalizing what it's saying, and making it a part of your interior reality, the atmosphere by which you live and move and have your being. Whenever I feel downcast or depressed, I set myself to go over scriptures I've memorized in the past to encourage my soul. God will then outshine my darkness. He has always done that. He's so faithful. So I encourage you, friend, to read the Word of God, but more importantly, to meditate on what it means and to internalize it. That is, to make it your own, to let it be a voice that speaks directly to your heart. And then in times of trouble, you will overcome the powers of darkness by means of God's inner light within you. As it's written, "Belabit sefanta imratecha, thy word have I hid in mine heart, lama'an lo echetalach, that I might not sin against thee." Psalm 119, verse 11. So may you be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, putting on the whole armor of God, and being filled with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, the Word of truth, which will guard your hearts and keep you strong for the great coming day of the Lord. Shalom, shalom, friends.